Good morning, it's Philip Cummings. I am just finished a little while ago a 7.48, 7.5 mile run, depending on which of my little apps you check. They're not all calibrated the same for some reason. But anyway, kind of proud of that. That is my longest run, about an hour and 27 minutes, and it's also my furthest run, 7.5 miles. And so I wanted to reflect for just a minute and think about or record what I've been thinking about as I was running. A couple of things came to mind. One, I'm really still, this project-based learning thing that I'm thinking about is really consuming a lot of my energy, so I was thinking a lot about that. But going into the last few miles, it really became difficult to, the run became hard. And so I started setting a goal. I would look ahead and see something off in the distance and say, I'm just going to run until I get there. And then as I would get close to it, I would set another goal and take off running for that, or not take off, I'd keep running toward that until I had finally reached the entire distance of 7.5 miles. And it makes me think, as a teacher, you know, how often we don't really talk to our kids, or at least I haven't been very good about talking to my kids about goal setting, having them set goals, look at things that are attainable, and kind of chunking things out into the steps needed in order to achieve that. Not that we necessarily need to do the chunking for them. Sometimes I think they need to figure out the chunking themselves. But I'm thinking a little bit about the World Peace Game last week and how it was incredibly complex and all these things that the kids needed to accomplish and do. And John kind of put it all out there, and he kept reminding them of things that needed to be done along the way, but they kind of tackled things as they saw their importance, and they kind of set their own goals and went about trying to achieve it. But so anyway, I've been thinking a little bit about that, short-term goals as well as long-term goals. I think it's really important that we also talk to our kids about some long-term goals. I don't mean dreams. I mean real goals. For example, last summer, I set a goal that I was going to complete the Couch 5K program, and I did. And then this summer, my goal was that I was going to complete the Bridge to 10K program, and I've done that. And I've also set the goal of running a half marathon in December, and I'm working towards that now. So I think it's important that we set some long-term goals and then kind of work towards achieving that. And we need to figure out ways to do that with our learning and in the classroom as well. So that's kind of what's really been on my mind this morning as I've been thinking through and running. So anyway, I hope you have a really great day. Thanks.